and 48 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin into the studio. Morning, Corey. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for being here. Fairhope City Council meets tonight in regular session at 6. The work session is at 4:30, and it looks like department head and committee updates, which can always be interesting. Want to remind folks they can listen and watch those meetings on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel live or later. So let's move on to the agenda, and there's the final adoption of the Fly Creek PUD, 11.76 acres east of the Publix on 98. Remind us what this is.
This has been going on for a while. This is the PUD behind over by the fire station by the Publix on 98 and Parker Road.
The first original Publix, okay.
Original Publix right there on Parker Road. It's down there. It's a continuation of what
the
apartments.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
But this would be condominiums, okay. I believe, of some sort, or single family. I can't remember exactly, but it's an amendment to those. And I think they're going to decrease the number that they're allowing.
I recall
over
now,
there.
This is such an unusual request. They're actually
decreasing the density instead of increasing the density.
It's kind of hard to complain about that.
No, yeah, so that's what that is.
Also, a final adoption on the Idlewild PUD, which is 10 acres at 181 and Fairhope Avenue. That's the one that's going to have a Hampton or some other hotel, as well as retail and residential, all more like the village concept we've been looking for.
Yep. This project I was excited about when it first came across Public Commission. At the time I was on the Public Commission. This is right across from Walmart, right at the red light. If you're coming out of Walmart, you're at the red light, you look straight ahead, that's that property there. And that neighborhood sits right behind it over there off of 181.
The Idlewild,
The Idlewild. I think they may change the name to the Boardwalk Village. It's what I'm reading, if I read correctly. That's a part of this amendment as well. But this is an exciting thing. This is going to be a small example or pod like downtown Fairhope over on 181 is the nature of it. It's the spirit of it. So you have a mixed use development. You know, you have some where people living on the upper, then on the floors. You have retail. Also, you have a boutique hotel, and then you'll have some sort of drive through. And I'm not sure what the drive through is yet, but on the far corner, closest to Fairhope Avenue, is where the drive through will be. They should have some pedestrian walkabouts. They'll have a small entrance, I believe, to where the neighborhood people could use their golf carts.
Right.
You know, there's another name for them, to come into the village type, or they can walk. There's a walking path that they can use to enter into it as well. So it's a great concept, and I think once it's done, people will appreciate it.
Okay. Sounds like it.
Yes.
Number 7, to establish a fund known as the City of Fairhope Employee Fund, and that fund will keep up with the sales from vending machines in all city buildings. How is that, what was being done now?
I that was a question. I have not talked to Kim Creech about that, but as I read it, obviously there was some other way of fiduciary as far as keeping up with this particular fund. And it looks like the accounting people has now decided to create a fund that is titled for the vending machines. I don't know how they were receiving these funds in the past, but it seems like there was some type of confusion, and this is just something to clean it up.
Okay. Number 8 is the big one. This is to award McElhaney Construction Company for the Founders Park Athletic Track an additional parking project, a bid proposal of almost $2.5 million. Now, the mayor has told us we don't have a professional grade track that tournaments can utilize here.
That's correct.
And that by doing this, it could certainly bring in more tournaments and revenue, but she and others are expressing some hesitation on that price tag, right?
Yeah, there was just a little bit of confusion as far as that price, and it was pretty much, we thought the price was going to be about half of that, and then it doubled, not because of anything besides construction cost increases and things like that. We started this process back in 2020, so over the past 3 years, the price has escalated as far as the margin is concerned. And it's just something that we as a council need to look at, and we'll talk about it tonight and see how that goes. But okay, it's definitely something that we need, but we want to make sure that we do it correctly, and that if we're spending this type of money, everything is on the up and up as far as the track, the specs, all those things, so we can have those tournaments. Even we were speaking of NCAA opportunities as far as this track is concerned. So that's the type of track we're trying to create, but it's also for the public, but definitely for the kids, and give them more opportunities as far as scholarships and being seen, and us bringing people to Fairhope.
Okay. All right. Number 9, Extreme Golf Management, a bid for greens drainage project for 9 greens, not to exceed $103,500. Is that just a regular maintenance that you have to do at a golf course?
Yeah, I'm not a golf expert, but this has to do with some drainage issues, and it looks like we won't Mr. Hall is trying to put a better drainage system in on those holes, on 9 holes. So that's what that looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 10, almost $164,000 for a lift station for the Planters Point Public. Which one is Planters Point?
This lift station is the one on 181 and 104. Yeah,
okay, so, for that Publix.
Yeah, so in the process of creating the Publix, the opportunity was invested in a lift station to create a bigger lift station that would take care of the people and the houses that are about to be built in that area. And this is just a work that we're doing with these guys to get it done.
And then tax revenue from Publix will practically pay for it.
That's exactly right. So that was the point of us not really concerned about having this opportunity to spend these particular funds, because it's an investment that will return.
Number 11 and 12 have to do with utilities relocation for the widening of Baldwin County 64 and for other services on Alabama's US 31. And my first thought was, wait, that's not in our city limits, but we have some utilities.
Yeah, we own our own utilities. So our gas lines run all the way down to the causeway in Spanish Ford down there on 31. So anytime that there's some work to be done, the county has to team up with us as far as our underground utilities is concerned. So along with Al Dot and others. So that's all that is. So we'll just get the engineering for that.
I see 13 and 14 on the council agenda for tonight's meeting have to do with the K1 Center. The first one is the master plan, not to exceed $151,900 for professional architectural and engineering services for redevelopment and remodel of the K1 Center. So,
yeah, this is exciting. I don't think we ever had a master plan for the entire project. So this is exciting that we have this on the agenda. That means that we're starting to move forward as far as the K1 Center is concerned and the vision that we have for that K1 Center, which I think most people would want a performing arts.
A lot of public input
on that one. So so here we are. We're stepping in that direction, and hopefully the good Lord allow us that to manifest.
And there's also another portion of the K1 Center that's going to be, what, the Hatch program?
Yeah, that's a part of the Hatch Lauren. It's that's Lee Lawson and his group with economic development. So we got an EDA grant for that. So I believe there's that resolution is coming out to release some of those funds for that grant to also do architectural engineering for that portion of it.
Because that will be used for some public education and entrepreneurial development.
That's a tech entrepreneurial situation. People come in and I think we're pushing for tech there, but entrepreneurial is the spirit. So people could come in and meet each other and get advice and have a place like a think tank.
Okay. Number 17, approve adding a temporary part-time overlap position of station control tech digital forensic. What is that?
Yeah, this is, I think this is a short version of a dispatcher type situation. But I think we're training someone, and I think the guy that's at that position is going to get paid for his training hours.
I see, a temporarily overlap or to work with and train the new person.
That's exactly right. That's what that is.
And an application for restaurant liquor license by Jenna Lane Rashal for The Venue in Fairhope at 105 South Section Street. So Tamara must be selling The Venue.
I haven't heard that personally, but it looks that way, or... You know,
well, typically the procedure is if you're opening a restaurant or bar and you want to sell alcohol, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So she could be leasing it.
She could be leasing
Tamara.
It. That's exactly right. So I can't say she's
either
selling
or.
It.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I see also going into executive session to discuss purchase, sale, and acquisition of real property. Can you say which property?
I cannot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the legal thing. I don't really know, to be honest, until I get in there. So that's it.
All right. Yeah. Well, that we have covered tonight's agenda. Anything going on outside or off of the agenda that you would like to mention?
You know, unfortunately, there's really no excitement as far as Mardi Gras is concerned and people enjoying the festivities is downtown. Just want people to stay careful during the Mardi Gras. Remember that children are involved, so look out for your kids. Other than that, I like the peace. There's really no drama, you know, knock on wood.
That's
Right. So I kind of like it like that, you know. I like mundane. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all as far as nothing going on like that. Yeah, drama-wise. So.
Well, thank you so much, Corey. I always appreciate your time. Fairhope City Council joining us the second and fourth Monday. And Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan will be joining us tomorrow on Community Contact. Thank you again, Corey. You have a great week and happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras, Lauren. Thank you.
If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.